Call a November 13th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Here.
Alderman Dan.
Here.
Here.
Alderman Wilson.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think.
Leroy Levandusky, 8030 West Winston Way. I'm opposed to spending $1 million for the outside of this building. I think that the taxpayers should not have to put up with that kind of money. I also want to mention the minutes of the June 5th. It says update for Rawson Homes Drainage and Water Main Relay Project. It says that Alderman Wilhelm moved to direct staff to request funding status commitment from the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District and verify any additional available project funding for the Rawson Home Drainage and Water Relay Project. Second by Alderman Taylor, and all voted aye. Motion carried. I don't see any progress in this. And I understand that you're responsible for making progress of things that are approved on the Common Council. So what's the answer, or don't you want to have an answer?
The answer is we don't have enough money to do the project at this time.
I can't even hear you because you're not speaking in the mic. I got a hearing problem, sir, and I just got some new ones from the VA, and it still don't help.
Well, then we do offer assisted listening devices upon request to the clerk's office. We'd be happy to provide them.
But there's nothing happening.
Can't do a project unless you have the money. And here, no, we're not doing that. If you'd like, here's an assisted living device.
You said the project doesn't have any money?
Enough money.
Well, wasn't it $300,000 for the water and $400,000 for the sewer system? Isn't that what the shortage of money is?
Could you please use the microphone?
He can't talk, and he can't talk into the mic.
I got to talk into the mic,
numbers.
And you don't. But if that's the case, you know, this is ridiculous. If you got it there and you didn't complete the job, and it's your job to complete it.
I'd be happy to spend your tax dollars more than they're budgeted. You just got up and complained that $1 million
well,
to redo the...
It's been approved by the Common Council. Thank you. Is this another one of our engineering problems again?
No, sir. Anyone else wish to speak?
Suzanne Mayer, 9733 West Ryan Road. Just have some comments to make and a couple of questions regarding the renovation project. What I voted for when I was on the council was improvements on the HVAC system and the roof and whatever needed to be done to the minimal work that needed to be done to the fascia because it's connected to the roof. And it's turned into something far more than I would have ever voted for. One of the things that was brought up when we were discussing this, and I believe Dan Mayer, Mark D'Andrea, and myself, maybe a couple others were involved in this, was talking about security. And at that time, I think that there was something said to the fact that some kind of security assessment would need to be made if anything was done security-wise before the HVAC system assessment would be made because you're closing off, blocking off areas and that kind of thing. And I'm just wondering, has that assessment for the security been done yet? I believe Mark Liberta talked about that?
No, but there is money in the 2019 capital outlay budget for $75,000 for security, considering door fobs or door locks and security cameras.
Okay, I think that there was probably more of that discussion, certain things that the council members were talking about. And actually, Dan Mayer was supposed to be included in on the meetings regarding this upgrade and the stuff that was going on. He brought up the concerns about the security. It would have been very nice if he would have been able to be included in on these conversations to actually have what the council had talked about and had concerns about. Instead of putting a $1 million doorway on, we could have secured the building. And I don't know if $75,000 is going to do very much in that regard at all. Also, with the, when you're doing this renovation, is that going to pop up anything with the ADA compliance? That was another concern that was brought up.
Any new sidewalks or walkway or front area would be done ADA compliant. One component of any new construction project and listed as an item in the architect's contract is a code review. So they do go through and make sure that we're not crossing any sort of standards where we have to remodel other existing features or something like that. So they do a code review as part of their standard practice, and that's listed in their contract.
With regards to the outside of the building, I'm talking about inside. Does it kick in any kind of compliance for inside? For instance, the elevator and that kind of thing. Because it's an old building, bringing on that permit, does that open up any ADA compliance issues?
That's part of the code review.
So there could have to be money spent on ADA compliance because of what we're doing to the doorway.
It's not anticipated, but before they go into it, that's part of the process an architect undertakes with a remodel or a renovation project.
So those are two expenditures that could be possible, security, increased security, and anything to do with ADA compliance.
They're not anticipated.
Nothing's anticipated. Going over budget isn't anticipated either.
I guess my point is that you brought a situation forward to the council, and it wasn't the whole story. Now the whole story is starting to come out, and you've increased the price on a 1970s building. It's going to be $2.5 million, probably. $2.3, I believe, is what we're looking at right now. It's a 1970s building. And we're looking at the doorway. I just can't imagine what's going to happen inside. And I'm sure that you're planning all of this down in the basement, but, you know, I don't know if you're telling the council what they're going to have to expect and what they're going to have to vote on. Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? See no one else rise. I'll close the public assistance comment period. Move on to item C, approval of the minutes of the regular common council meeting of November 5th. Any additions? There is a corrected copy in at your place.
Yeah, so I'll make the motion with the correction to the item that Mr. Lewandowski brought up, this basically the same motion that I made from June. I think that was his point he was trying to make. So make that correction.
I'm sorry, could you be more clear of that?
I'm making the motion to accept the minutes with the change to the motion that it was the one that Mr. Lewandowski was bringing up. That was what
I'm
wanted to
sorry,
point out.
I'm sorry, Alderman, you got to do better than that. We're not sure of what you're talking about.
I'm not sure.
It's G9 is the corrections that was put in front of us.
So
I just got this in front of me, so I, you know.
Mr. City Attorney.
I understand Alderwoman Wilhelm to mean that the minutes as corrected are correct, and she's making the point that the correction is to item G9, which now reads, Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to direct staff, continue to work with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District and secure funding and return to council with the Rawson Homes Drainage and Water Main Relay Project, period. Seconded. All voted aye. Motion carried.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
I mean, I could have clarified that earlier, but it wouldn't allow me to speak.
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by
aye.
Saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item D, public hearing on the 2019 proposed budget. Mr. Uber.
Thank you. This is the proposed 2019 budget that was substantially similar to the mayor's recommended budget, went through the committee of the whole with a couple of modifications, and it was then published in the newspaper with a proper hearing notice. And so I'm going to walk through the primary components of that today. This is, for those of you who saw the recommended budget, it is similar, but there's a whole section at the beginning that's sort of highly truncated, and I'll refer to that, but not spend the same amount of time on it. We talked a lot about why every budget's a tough budget, because it always seems that we're struggling to find revenue sufficient for anticipated expenditure increases, and it simply pulled some phrases from each of the last budget documents that have emphasized that need that we've shown every year. And it's you can identify that in sort of breaking it down to the simplest terms. Our budget, if you look at the 2018 adopted budget, about $26 million. You back out the contingency, we really have a budget operating about $25 million. Personnel is about $17 million of that. Health insurance is about $3 million, and supplies and contracts are about $5 million. So the budget can be broken down that simply. And at the prior budget discussion, we sort of looked in detail about breaking what kind of impacts each of those areas have into three different categories. That sort of minimum, barely keep your head above water, short-term sustainable growth levels that each of these areas need. A more practical, a modest level of increase that each of these three areas need, and what is really an ongoing level. And so the fact that expenditures grow just to maintain operations between $450,000 to $850,000 a year is why, is from a big picture, why we have a tough budget every year. With levy limits, it's hard to come up with revenue that achieves that level of expenditure growth. This just takes those same numbers and highlights them, so it's really a simple exercise to recognize where that challenge is from expenditure growth. Now, that last budget presentation went into a much more lengthy explanation that not only is expenditure growth, it's the lack of control we have over the marketplace and the pricing, and that as a city, we are reactionary to the marketplace. We can't control the cost of our inputs to a significant degree. Levy limits, net new construction has been below the absolute minimum needed since at least 2009. And we're already down to largely just core municipal services. So any sort of service cuts are not very palatable at this point because we've been in that mode since before 2008. And revenue options are very much limited by state statute and by the marketplaces, I'll call it. So this graphic, which was used at that meeting and shown to the Finance Committee, basically takes those three lines of sort of annual baseline expenditure targets, the kind of growth you need, and sets it against what are net new construction is. And as you can see, since 2009, we have not had net new construction that has achieved any of that baseline. So that really, in one picture, shows why we have the challenging budgets we do every year. If you want about a 20-minute explanation of everything up to this point, you can go to that budget presentation meeting and that packet and see a lot more slides and other information relative to that. But that was a background that we spent a lot of time on understanding as we got into the budget. So the central approach of this budget was to try to achieve the ongoing level of sustainability while only looking to the property tax to support that minimum level. So in other words, try to find resources and ability to maintain this level of operation with taxes only, property taxes only addressing this level, making up this gap in other resource ways. And that when you look at the 2019 recommended budget, you end up having a difference of right in that $800,000 to $900,000 of difference, which is compares favorably with that ongoing budget line that was discussed in the previous slide. So this budget does fall generally in line with that initial expectation. And it does so by adding about 1.72 in additional new property tax dollars. Some of it was used in other funds, and then there was a change in state law relative to personal property tax aid, so we get this additional revenue from the state as an offset against new property taxes. So this level of increase with finding these additional revenues, landfill siting fees of $226,000, investment earnings, planning fees, anticipating an increase in court fees and fines, self-insurance fund, use of some revenue received there for last year's good results, and anticipating increase in ambulance fees. And so that's in a very quick overview how we got to achieve the level of expenditure we did while only keeping the new municipal property tax levies at the 1.72%. Primary impacts on operations in the personnel area. The Common Council has already approved creating a recruit patrol officer position. There is a part-time assistant fire inspector included in the budget. A permit technician was added into building inspection due to the heavy growth we have right now, and is part of a a transition plan for some staffing changes that are anticipated. And there's an administrative assistant supported with utility funding. The budget includes an increase in overtime for police and fire department of $25,000 each, and it includes the roll-ups on that. It anticipates a move to the Wisconsin retirement system, which adds an extra 1.55% roll-up on wages for non-represented employees that are currently not in WRS. It does incorporate funding for a 1.55% increase effective mid-year to partially offset the lost take-home wages that employees will experience moving into WRS because they will have a contribution of 6.55% as well as employees. And with health insurance, we have created and are already in open enrollment with a new high deductible plan as our primary plan. We continue to take advantage of and use a restricted contingency component in the budget, which is really an emergency expenditure authority that we budget every year. It has an appropriation as much as we're allowed to have under the expenditure restraint program. Should any emergency happen, we have the ability to appropriate those because you do need a statutory appropriation for any expenditure. This also preserves our expenditures under the expenditure restraint program, so there's the added benefit there. And this year, we did add some into the capital outlay fund as well, $250,000, so that may save us from